From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A powerful suicide blast in a hospital complex in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta Monday killed more than 60 people and wounded at least 160 others, according to witnesses and police. Hospital officials say that more than two dozen of those wounded are in critical condition and fear the death toll could rise. Most of those victims are lawyers. The blast occurred shortly after dozens of lawyers gathered in Quetta Civil Hospital to protest and to mourn the killing of their provincial bar association's president and the early morning drive-by shooting of unknown gunmen. A splinter faction of the extremist Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility for both the killing of the Bar Association president and the subsequent deadly bombing. Unknown armed men have kidnapped two foreigners thought to be a U.S. citizen and an Australian in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The two are believed to be employees of the American University of Afghanistan. A local police official in the area who requested anonymity told VOA's Afghan service that men disguised in National Security Forces uniforms, kidnapped the foreigner Sunday night. The U.S. State Department said in a statement that it is aware of reports of a U.S. citizen kidnapped in Kabul, but did not provide any more information. The fight for Syria's northern city of Aleppo intensified, with opposition groups pledging to pour in more fighters and fully capture the area, while pro-government forces have responded to rebel gains with more airstrikes. The push comes after rebels broke through a three-week government siege of Aleppo. Meanwhile, the UN estimates that 250,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. VOA News. Day three of the Rio Olympics will feature medal events in gymnastics, swimming, fencing, women's rugby, judo, and more. First-timers are also debuting on day three. Rugby is making its Olympic debut. The top four women's sevens teams are set to compete for gold medals, among them Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. American swimming star Katie Ledecky smashed her own world record in the 400-meter freestyle event Sunday at the Rio Olympic Games. She's back in the water for the 200-meter freestyle heats. The U.S. men's swimming team won a gold medal. Michael Phelps, who gave the team the lead swimming a fast second leg, earned his 19th gold medal as the most decorated athlete in Olympic history. You can read more details on the Olympics at voanews.com. Meanwhile, the entire Russian team has been banned from the Paralympic Games in September. It's punishment for the country's systematic doping program that extends beyond the partial ban imposed on Russian athletes who wanted to compete in this summer's Olympics in Rio. Philip Craven heads the International Paralympic Committee.
The Russian Paralympic Committee is currently unable to ensure compliance with and the enforcement of the IPC's anti-doping code and the World Anti-Doping Code within its own national jurisdiction.
Again, that is Philip Craven, the head of the International Paralympic Committee. Meanwhile, Russia says it has plans to appeal. The Japanese emperor has expressed concern about his ability to carry out his duties fully as he ages. The voice you hear is Emperor Akihito. He made the remarks in a rare video message delivered to the public on national television. It follows recent media reports that he will abdicate in the coming years. The 82-year-old monarch did not explicitly refer to abdication in his address. Delta Airlines said Monday a worldwide grounding of its flights has been lifted and its planes will resume taking off on a limited basis. The airline said cancellations and delays will continue because of the more than three-hour halt caused by a computer breakdown. It blamed the problem on a power outage at its hub in Atlanta, Georgia. Russia said Monday it has launched legal proceedings against U.S. tech giant Apple. It's over the alleged fixing of retail prices for iPhones in the country. The Federal Anti-Monopoly Service said its investigation showed that the start of the official sales of iPhone 6s and iPhone 6 Plus in Russia were more than they had been before. This is VOA
That's
News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.